The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern, the second book of Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, in accord with the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a child beloved, grace, mercy, peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Grateful am I to God, to whom I am offering divine service from my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I have an unintermittent remembrance concerning you in my petitions, night and day, longing to see you, remembering your tears, that I may be filled full of joy, getting a reminder of the unfeigned faith which is in you, which first makes its home in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. Now I am persuaded that it is in you also, for which cause I am reminding you to be rekindling the gracious gift of God, which is in you through the imposition of my hands. For God gives us not a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of sanity. You may not be ashamed then of the testimony of our Lord, nor yet of me, his prisoner, but suffer evil with the evangel in accord with the power of God, who saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts, but in accord with his own purpose in the grace which is given to us in Christ Jesus before times aeonian, yet now is being manifested through the advent of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who indeed abolishes death, yet illuminates life and incorruption through the evangel of which I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher of the nations, for which cause I am suffering these things also. But I am not ashamed, for I am aware whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard what is committed to me for that day. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The ideal thing committed to you, guard through the Holy Spirit which is making its home in us. Of this you are aware, that all those in the province of Asia were turned from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshes me and was not ashamed of my chain. But coming to be in Rome, he seeks me diligently and found me. May the Lord grant to him to be finding mercy from the Lord in that day, and how much he serves in Ephesus you know quite well. Chapter 2. You then, child of mine, be invigorated by the grace which is in Christ Jesus. And what things you hear from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men, who shall be competent to teach others also. Suffer evil with me as an ideal soldier of Christ Jesus. No one who is warring is involved in the business of a livelihood, that he should be pleasing the one who enlists him. Now if anyone should be competing in the games also, he is not given a wreath if ever he should not be competing lawfully. The toiling farmer must be the first to partake of the fruits. Apprehend what I say, for the Lord will be giving you understanding in it all. Remember Jesus Christ, who has been roused from among the dead, is of the seed of David according to my evangel, in which I am suffering evil unto bonds as a malefactor, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I am enduring all because of those who are chosen, that they also may be happening upon the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with glory aeonian. Faithful is the saying, for if we died together, we shall be living together also. If we are enduring, we shall be reigning together also. If we are disowning, he also will be disowning us. If we are disbelieving, he is remaining faithful, he cannot disown himself. Of these things be reminding them, conjuring them in the Lord's sight not to engage in controversy for nothing useful, to the upsetting of those who are hearing. Endeavor to present yourself to God qualified and unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth. Yet from profane prattlings stand aloof, for they will be progressing to more irreverence, and their word will spread as gangrene, of whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who swerve as to truth, saying that the resurrection has already occurred, and are subverting the faith of some. Howbeit, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knew those who are his, and let everyone who is naming the name of the Lord withdraw from injustice. Now in a great house there are not only gold and silver utensils, but wooden and earthenware also, and some indeed for honor, yet some for dishonor. If then anyone should ever be purging himself from these, he will be a utensil for honor, hallowed, and useful to the owner, made ready for every good act. Now youthful desires flee, yet pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with all who are invoking the Lord out of a clean heart. Now stupid and crude questionings refuse, being aware that they are generating fightings. Now a slave of the Lord must not be fighting, but be gentle toward all, apt to teach, bearing with evil, with meekness training those who are antagonizing, seeing whether God may be giving them repentance to come into a realization of the truth, and they will be sobering up out of the trap of the adversary, having been caught alive by him for that one's will. Chapter 3 Now, this know, that in the last days perilous periods will be present, for men will be selfish, fond of money, ostentatious, proud, calumniators, stubborn to parents, ungrateful, malign, without natural affection, implacable, adversaries, uncontrollable, fierce, averse to the good, traitors, rash, conceited, fond of their own gratification rather than fond of God, having a form of devoutness yet denying its power. These also shun, for of these are those who are slipping into homes and are leading into captivity, little women heaped with sins, being led by various lusts and gratifications, always learning and yet not at any time able to come into a realization of the truth. Now by the method by which Jannes and Jambres withstand Moses, thus these also are withstanding the truth, men of a depraved mind, disqualified as to the faith. But they shall not be progressing more, for their folly shall be obvious to all, as that of those also became. Now you fully follow me in my teaching, motive, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, such as occurred to me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. Persecutions such as I undergo, and out of them all the Lord rescues me, and all who are wanting to live devoutly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. Yet wicked men and swindlers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now you be remaining in what you learned and verified, being aware from whom you learned it, and that from a babe you are acquainted with the sacred scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is beneficial for teaching, for exposure, for correction, for discipline in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, fitted out for every good act. Chapter 4 I am conjuring you in the sight of God in Christ Jesus, who is about to be judging the living and the dead, in accord with his advent and his kingdom. Herald the word. Stand by it, opportunely, inopportunely, expose, rebuke, entreat, with all patience and teaching. For the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching, but their hearing being tickled, they will heap up for themselves teachers in accord with their own desires, and indeed they will be turning their hearing away from the truth, yet will be turned aside to myths. Yet you be sober in all things. Suffer evil as an ideal soldier of Christ Jesus. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully discharge your service. For I am already a libation, and the period of my dissolution is imminent. I have contended the ideal contest. I have finished my career. I have kept the faith. Furthermore, there is reserved for me the wreath of righteousness, which the Lord, the just judge, will be paying to me in that day. Yet not to me only, but also to all who love his advent. Endeavor to come to me quickly, for Demas, loving the current aeon, forsook me and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke only is with me. Taking Mark, lead him back with you, for he is useful to me for service. Now Tychicus I dispatch to Ephesus. When you come, bring the traveling cloak which I left in Troas with Carpus, and the scrolls, especially the vellums. Alexander the coppersmith displayed to me much evil. The Lord will be paying him in accord with his acts, whom you also guard against, for very much has he withstood words of ours. At my first defense, no one came along with me, but all forsook me. May it not be reckoned against them. Yet the Lord stood beside me, and he invigorates me, that through me the heralding may be fully discharged, and all the nations should hear. And I am rescued out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will be rescuing me from every wicked work and will be saving me for his celestial kingdom, to whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remains in Corinth, yet Trophimus, being infirm, I left in Miletus. Endeavor to come before winter. Greeting you is Eubulus and Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.